Chapter 12, 1 Hour with Jesus. Wouldn't it be breathtaking to sit down with Jesus and ask him all about the millennium? Back when the disciples asked him about the future, he responded with great patience and graciousness. It's always pleasing to the Lord when we show a sincere hunger for truth. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Matthew chapter 5, verse 6. After Jesus had illuminated the scriptures on the road to Emmaus, his two pupils sighed. Did not our heart burn within us while he talked with us? Luke chapter 24, verse 32. In the very opening of Revelation, we sense the Lord's honoring a desire for truth. Blessed is he that readeth, and they that hear the words of this prophecy, and keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand. Revelation chapter 1, verse 3. There is a similar promise at the beginning of the longest psalm. Blessed are they that seek him with the whole heart. Psalm 119, verse 2. Believers are encouraged to ask for wisdom, and accordingly, we should never hesitate to ask the Lord for spiritual answers. See James chapter 1, verse 5. He honors diligent inquiries from his own, and the millennium will be no exception. It will include some very illuminating decades of teaching. Come, and let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, and to the house of God of Jacob, and he will teach us of his ways. Micah chapter 4, verse 2. Let's spend a hypothetical hour with Jesus right now to gain a better understanding of what life will really be like in the millennium. Question: Jesus, what kind of clothes will we be wearing during the millennium? Answer: the saints will be easily distinguishable from non-glorified people by their clothing, as well as by their new bodies. Only believers will be allowed to wear the fine linen, clean and white, for the fine linen is the righteousness of saints. Revelation chapter 19, verse 8. The shining white of the saints will be their distinctive privilege among all that live in the renewed earth. They shall walk with me in white, for they are worthy. He that overcometh, the same shall be clothed in white raiment. Revelation chapter 3, verse 4 and 5. Again in Revelation chapter 7, verse 9, lo, a great multitude, which no man could number, of all nations and kindreds and people and tongues, stood before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes. The predominance of white may sound monotonous to you, but it won't be. Those garments of white, fashioned just for you, will be stunning. These exquisite whites will signify not only your righteousness, but also your position in my kingdom. Question: how will we know you? What will you be wearing? Answer: you will recognize me, for it says of my garments, thou art clothed with honor and majesty, who coverest thyself with light as with a garment. Psalm 104, verse 1 and 2. Question: 1,000 years seems so long. What will we be doing all that time? Answer: it won't be a time of idleness. It is written, his servants shall serve him. Revelation chapter 22, verse 3. Just as Adam was given responsibility over the earth, so will the redeemed be privileged to serve me. Many thrilling things will fill your new life. You will rule over earth's restoration and help govern. There are many worlds to explore. You will never exhaust the intricacies of my universe. You'll also occupy the ages to come with the study of my principles and ways. But don't worry, you won't feel overworked. You will enjoy the boundless new energy of immortality. You'll have ample opportunities for happy meetings with redeemed friends from back in time and visits with millions from your new royal family. Then you and I will have times of fellowship, and we won't overlook games and leisure either. Question: will we be able to see the angels? Answer: yes, you will see angels. Certain angels will help at the close of Armageddon. When you are changed in that twinkle of an eye, your vision spectrum will be wonderfully expanded. Many spirit beings are about you even now, but in your present state, they aren't yet visible. I have, in special situations, allowed saints to see angels, but glorified eyes will always be able to view them. In fact, you will even be sitting in court over certain angels. Do ye not know that the saints shall judge the world? And if the world shall be judged by you? Are ye unworthy to judge the smallest matters? Know ye not that we shall judge angels? 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 2 and 3. You will delight in meeting my wonderful angelic creations, who, although unseen in the past, often ministered in your behalf. You will meet the angel messenger I sent to Daniel. His body also was like the beryl, and his face as the appearance of lightning, and his eyes as lamps of fire, and his arms and his feet like in color to polished brass, and the voice of his words like the voice of a multitude. Daniel chapter 10, verse 6. Question. This may seem a small thing, but I've wondered if the sounds we hear will be any different in the millennium. Answer. The world is now filled with many distressing, grating noises. They are the harsh sounds of a dying age. Many people are becoming deaf because of the loud noises that are characteristic of this era's final days. The roar of motorcycles and trucks, screeching tires, blaring horns, curses, and screaming jets. Screams, weeping, arguments, and lying will never again be heard. These raucous sounds will disappear. The snarling, roaring, and growling animals will then have new voices of contentment, reflecting their changed natures. And when you hear the new millennial instruments and harmonies, they will transcend the greatest melodies ever to bathe the human soul. Even the millennium's quiet will pulsate with a kind of joy and tranquility. Question. Will everybody be the same age in the millennium? Answer. Those who aren't glorified believers will be of various ages. There shall yet old men and old women dwell in the streets of Jerusalem, and every man with his staff in his hand for every age. And the streets of the city shall be full of boys and girls playing. Zechariah chapter 8, verse 4 and 5. But among my glorified family, there will be perpetual youthfulness and vitality. Question. Will millennial citizens build houses and hold land during the new age? Answer. Oh yes, and they shall build houses and inhabit them, and they shall plant vineyards and eat the fruit of them. They shall not build, and another inhabit plant, and another eat, and mine elect shall long enjoy the work of their hands. For they are the seed of the blessed of the Lord, and their offspring with them. Isaiah chapter 65, verses 21 through 23. And so you see, there will be work and houses and fields, but it will be a pleasant, productive, and enchanting life. Never again men will sweat or labor fruitlessly. The new fertility of the land, the harmony with nature, and the absence of insects will make farming exciting. Question. Many have wondered if there will be sexual relations as we know them now during the millennium. Answer. There will be children born among the non-glorified mass of people, but for my own royal family, there will be even greater ecstasies. The sexual aspect of human relationships has been the most perverted of all my designs for humanity. Sex has been so abused, it has become a stench to my nostrils. It is not yet time for you to know the full design of the new age. But of this be assured, there will be fullness of joy. Every good thing experienced during this present flawed age will have a finer counterpart when you are with me. Read again the Song of Solomon with a pure and holy heart. My patterns and principles will not be abandoned in eternity, for they are right and pleasing to me. Question. Since the last enemy, death, isn't conquered until after the millennium, Does this mean that millions will die during the coming era? Answer: yes, there will be death among the unsaved citizens, yet death will not be found among the glorified saints, who will have new resurrected bodies. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, Death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 52 through 55. Question: in the scriptures, there appear to be differences in the rewards and the rulership assignments during the millennium. These seem related to each Christian's overall spiritual performance in this present life. Wouldn't this mean that when these heavenly prizes are given out, that the apostles, martyrs, Bible heroes, and famous ministers would get the lion's share? What will be left for ordinary Christians? Answer: the day in which believers' rewards are presented will bring much excitement and many surprises. Some of the so-called big-name Christians will receive lesser rewards than expected. For other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Now, if any man build upon this foundation gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, stubble, every man's work shall be made manifest. For the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire. And the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. If any man's work abide, which he hath built thereupon, he shall receive a reward. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 11 through 14. The heart motive behind everything done in my name will be a strong factor in determining spiritual rewards. That which is highly esteemed among men is an abomination in the sight of God. Luke chapter 16, verse 15. Work to please God, not to impress others, not with eye service, as men pleasers, but as the servants of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 6. Also, there will be amazement when I present special rewards to presently unknown men, women, and children. Many who are unheralded have quietly demonstrated great spiritual dedication and valor. Their spiritual heroism is frequently unrecognized in this life. Many that are first shall be last, and the last shall be first. Matthew chapter 19, verse 30. Some little people who never led anyone into salvation will still be found near the front in the reward line. There will be those who, for many years, labored in prayer while stricken with pain and even bedridden. Others will be singled out for heavenly acclaim who have allowed the Holy Spirit to develop in them a fragrant spiritual character during an earthly life filled with adversities. Heroes will be revealed who were steadfast in the midst of prison and torture. Godly women who remained aglow with the Spirit, though for many years linked to a wicked, abusing mate, will be rewarded. And many faithful shepherds of small flocks who never knew acclaim will be given assignments of great responsibility because they proved faithful in the small things. Crowning day will ring throughout eternity. Thomas Gray understood this in his poem. Fool, many a gem of purest ray serene, the dark, unfathomed caves of ocean bear. Fool, many a flower is born to blush unseen, and waste its sweetness on the desert air. Question: this, again, may seem like a tiny thing, but I love to fish. Will there be any fishing in the kingdom age? Answer: millennium fishing will be the very best. And it will come about that every living creature which swarms in every place where the river goes will live, and there will be very many fish, for these waters go there, and the others become fresh, so everything will live where the river goes. And it will come about that fishermen will stand beside it. From En-Gedi to En-Eglaim, there will be a place for the spreading of nets. Their fish will be according to their kinds. Ezekiel chapter 47, verses 9 through 10. Question. It seems hazardous for the glorified believers to live here on earth during the millennium among those who haven't yet been changed. Won't the behavior of some tempt the glorified to sin? Answer. No, that won't be any problem whatsoever. The glorified believer will have put off corruptions and put on incorruption. By then, the glorified have been transformed and sealed against even any impure thoughts. This new and permanent incorruption will be essential so that my redeemed may be sent safely anywhere. They will be required to rule and reign in many kinds of situations. Thank you, Lord.